Okay, Kumlan Rablav Gemara, we are learning today the Gemara of Gimel Sivan. The Mishnah says, Etzem, which is continuing on the theme of every single thing that you do a malacha with, you carry, has to have a certain shear, which is chashuv. So Etzem, when it comes to bones, what's the shear? Kedei lasa tarvid, enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedei lasas mimenu chaf. Large enough to make, as the Gemara learns right now, it's a shoe. Large enough to make a shoe, which obviously is larger than the amount you need for a spoon. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is being makel when in the Gemara is going to ask, in light of what we learned previously with the reeds around the basket, where Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says just the size of a foot for a child to know which size shoe to get. Obviously, he's more machmir, takes smaller shoe than what's going on in there. So we're going to change the shot later. Schuch is glass. How much could they ligre by to scrape off roisha karkar? You have the tip of a stick that weavers used to use, and the end has to be pointy, and you use a glass to make it very pointy. That size is the size of that glass. Tsroi, a pebble, a even, a stone, could they lizrig ba'if? The use is to throw it against the bird. That's a pest, and you throw it to chase the bird away. Rav Lazar ben Yaakov says no. By a bird, you don't even need a stone. You yell, it'll run away. Could they lizrig behemah? You need a stone that can shy away, that can force an animal to run away. Okay, says the Gemara. Remember the shear, Rabbi Yehuda Nafi. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's shear is larger, and therefore he's mekel. Hakaimlon, don't we know previously the shear that Rabban and Nafi? Rabban generally have larger shear than mekel. Amarula. So Ula Taka says over here we don't mean the entire shoe. But what we do mean is chafi pesachas. We mean the teeth of a lock. We're talking about now. We're not talking about like a shoe. We're talking about a lock. And we're not talking about the full lock, we're talking about just the teeth of a lock. And therefore, that's made out of bone. And this is much smaller than the Rabban. Says the Gemara, talk about me learn, Chafi Pesachas, Tehidi. So we're talking about the teeth of a lock regarding laws of Tumah. Says the teeth of a lock are tamei, because it doesn't have, it's not a keli yet or anything else, it's not fixed yet. Once you put in the lock, tamein, they are tamei. Once you put in the lock, they are tamei. Vishal gal, and when it comes to a door, for example, afa pishachibra bedelis, even though you put it in the lock and you attach it to the door, the kovam b'masmarim, and you put nails there, so which means l'chayda, you completed the lock, tahayin is tahayin. Why is it toyish? You call him a chuba le karka rega karka. We learned before already when it comes to tum, anything attached to karka is karka. So we're talking about the teeth of a lock, and the teeth of a lock, and now we're not talking about a lock itself, we're talking about the teeth of a lock, and therefore the teeth of a lock is not yet a keli. And that's much smaller than a spoon that we're talking about in the Mishnah, bone tarvet. If Yehuda says a manul means a lock, and he's talking about the teeth of a lock, so that's much more. So again, he's being machna. Schuch is glass, kedei ligre boy. How much glass? Enough to scrape off it or make the tip of that stick pointy. Tani, we learned, schuchi, sometimes it's called zuchuchis with a zayin, sometimes it's called schuchis with a glass. It actually says it's called with a zayin when it means transparent, clear. And when it comes to smoothing out, we say it's the samach. Kedei livtsoya boy shnei nime kachas. Long enough that you can cut two strings in one go. That's called zuchuchis. That's the size of glass. That's about a tsuroi, right? Evan, kedei lizrig ba'oiv, a stone or a pebble to throw on a bird. A blazer says to chase away an animal. Amar Yaakov amar Yechin, v'hu shemarge shabo. That we're talking about an animal that actually can feel the stone. He feels the impact of the stone, and therefore walks away. Mikama shooter, so how big of a stone is that? So obviously it can't be just a little tiny little pebble. Tiny pebbles. Yaakov Aimer, Mishkal Asar Azuz, it has to be the weight of 10 zuz that can force the animal should feel the impact, not just see it, but feel it. So it has to be a chashuv amount, a larger amount. Zunin ol lebei medrashim. So there's once a case where the Zunin went into the base medrash. Amalu Raboisai, they said, Raboisai, tell us. Avonim shel beis hakisei. Then the stones that you use in the beis hakisei, they didn't have toilet paper in those days. They used to use stones to wipe themselves. Ishiyudim bekama. So what's the exact amount to be chayv on Shabbos if you carry those stones? Or if you know that it's muktzah, right? A stone is muktzah, but if you're going to use it for beis hakisei, you're allowed to use it because God will cover the bris. It will soon see that, you know, that this cover the bris, you're allowed to. And it's not a question of carrying, it's just a question of muktzah. And the question is, what is the normal size that you use for a bathroom. So for Hitzoyi Bichayiv and for Mukta, we'll dispense with it so you can use it. So he says, Amrullah, Kazai is three sizes they gave him, because you'll need more than one stone. So the first one is the size of an olive, the next one is the size of a walnut, which is bigger, and the next one is a bay, an egg, which is even bigger than that. Says the Gemara. They said to him, so he said, well, you can bring a scale with you, so you can then measure the size of each stone you bring in. So they decided, then you're right, a handful of stones. Whatever the stones are, a handful between the three. Or even you can have more. Ikazach is a handful of stones should be adequate for your personal hygiene. Tanya Lund, Rabbi Shemir says, Kazai is egg is gebeya. Rabbi Shemir says it has to be these three sizes. And Rabbi Shimon says, but Rabbi Yasi, Oime Mishum Aviv Melehayad, a handful. So the smallest stone is used basically to clean the innards, and the outer, and the biggest stone is used to clean all around. Torah Rabbi learned, Gimel Avonim, three stones, Mekruzolais, that are, you know, that are sort of shaped, mutter lahachnis lebeis hakiseh. You're allowed to bring them into a bathroom. So these are like sharp stones, you know, they're smooth down stones. You're allowed to bring the bathroom with kamash yud, and what size? I make egges. Amir says, we're talking about over here, not a question of carrying, we're talking about als mukta. So you're allowed to bring it in from your chotzer to wherever your beis hakiseh is, because these are necessary. And what are they? Rameh says all three should be the same size, ke'egah, the size of a walnut. That is the in-between size between a kezayis and a beya. Rabbi Yudah, you know, you need large ones, ke'beya. Omer Afan Rapapa Merchizah, ke'machleik is kan, just like they argue here, where Rameh said the size of a walnut, and Rabbi Yudah says the size of an egg, kach machleik is be'esig, they have the same machleik is by an esig, what's the minimum size of an esig? Says, well, I don't understand. Hossam must listen. They're arguing Mamish Mefarish Mishnah, and every student who learns Gemara has to know Mishnais. Hocha Braisa here, you quoted a Braisa that very few people know. So you're going to tell us that the Machlekes and the Mishnah hinges on the Machlekes and the Braisa that nobody knows? It should be the other way around. And Gemara says, you're right. Kemachlekes be'esek, kach machlekes kan. The other way around. Just like the Machlekes be esek, same thing over here. In other words, according to the Meir, Egg is already is Choshuv, so by an Esek is Choshuv, and by a Beis HaKiseh it's Choshuv. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Beya is Chashev. And same thing over here. Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, but Rabbi Yehuda says that, Avol Yitaltel Es HaPayis. Don't move the Payis. Says the Gemara, what in the world is this Payis? My Payis, what's Payis? Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Kashinei Babel Yosek. Clumps of dirt from Babel. Because it's very moist over there. And when you dig out this dirt, and it's very moist dirt, so it's very hard to actually make it solid because it just falls apart. So therefore, they always remain mukta. You can't, no matter what size they are, you can't use them because they fall apart. Amar Rav Zerava, Osur lemashmesh betzroi. Somebody has to go to the bathroom. So we said that sometimes you have constipation, you use a little pebble there to activate. so that you should be able to go to the bathroom to open up your bowels. And so right now the Gemara thinks that you're not allowed to be mashmash betzroid just like you do in the weekdays. Kadesh mashmash b'chol. Maskin, what does he understand? The stocking. So a guy who has constipated, he has to go to the bathroom, he's constipated, he shouldn't go ahead and use these pebbles on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, of course you could, but kalachayad. What you mean is don't do the same way that you did it over there. The way you do it in the weekday is not the way you should do it on Shabbos. In the weekday you do it without any shinui. And what are we worried about Shabbos? Because we're worried on Shabbos while you're we're not worried about the muktzah part. We're worried about that you're going to tear some hairs out from your bottom end. But if you do it kalacha yad, for example, he says you hold it with two fingers instead of with your whole hand, so then it's all right. Amar Abayana says, im yesh mokum kvua lebeis hakiseh, if you have a fixed place for your bathroom, malei yad, then you take a whole handful. Why? Because even if you don't end up using it, you leave it there, you'll use it next time. So it's not like you use muktzah for no reason, because everything there will come to use. However, im lo, if you don't have a permanent bathroom, you only have it wherever you're going to go right now, you're just stopping, then kehechra, then just take the middle one, which is the walnut, which is bigger than a kezayis and smaller than a beya. Meduchah tana shel psamim. What about a small mortar of psamim? Now, meduchah is a kli shemalachta leisa because it's primarily made to squash things and to grind things, which is also on Shabbos. So it's a kli shemalachta leisa. But we know that a kli shemalachta leisa, you're allowed to use it l'tzarich heter and l'tzarich mekayme. But it's a kli shemalachta leisa, and you want to use it for your purpose in the bathroom. Amar Rav Sheshes, Im Yesh Ala Eid, if you have some testimony on it, or was there some dirt on it, so you know that it was used already, so it's already been used for this particular purpose, then Mutter is Mutter. Then it has a permitted use. It makes us a question. It says, Asar Dvarim, 10 things, maybe, you know, in the Tachtani, 10 things bringing people to problems with their going to the bathroom. Ve'elahein, these are the, those who eat Aleg Kanim, the leaves of reeds, Aleg Fanim, the leaves of vines, of the loving Fanim, and the palms of vines, Umarigi Behema, those meat that have ridges in it, like the tongue. Beloy melach, without salt, the shedder shall dug the spine of a fish, the dug maliach, and a salted fish, lebishal, that wasn't cooked, recall tzarech fully. You drink the sediments of wine. If you wipe yourself in the bathroom with lime or with clay or bitzeroid, that your friend actually used. On all three cases, if you use the same item that your friend used to wipe yourself, it'll cause you problems. Yes, I mean, now those who say, if the guy doesn't sit properly when he goes to the bathroom. But the bottom line is, what is he from here? That if it was used once, it's not good to use it again. And you just said before that by a mortar, if there's an aid, that means there's signs that it was used, it's all right. But it's bad for other purposes. Says the Gemara, Lei Kasha. When is it bad? When it's moist. But when it's totally dry, it doesn't matter anymore. That's number one. Number one answer. Another answer is, if there's only on one side dirty, then it's good, because you'll use the other side. If both sides are dirty, then you shouldn't use it. We're talking about if the your own, that you yourself used it, and it's a sign that you used it, then it's all right. But if your friend used it, then obviously you shouldn't use it. What happened? Let's say it was used, but it rained, and therefore it got cleansed off. Mao, can you use that mortar again? Because you said before, you need an aid. You need some kind of evidence that it was used for this purpose. So it's not moksa. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said, Im hoyer shumanikim, but if you can tell that there's a stain there or something, then it's all right. Boyimnei. In other words, why? Because what do you need the aid for? The purpose of the aid is that once you have an aid on it, then obviously it's mias. And if it's mias, nobody's going to use it anymore for psamim. Please, not that Shabbos. So therefore, it can still be used for the Beis HaKiseh. Because if there's no Rishim and Nikr, then people might, you know, not use it again for the bathroom. Think it's a keli. Why would I use it for going to the bathroom? But Yimnei Rabbi Shaila Marav, Rabbi Shaila asked Rabbi a question. Rav Chisa, sorry. Ma'ul ha'loisam achrov l'gag. We're saying before, you're allowed to take with you pebbles and all that. If you, let's say you decide to go to the bathroom on the roof, are you allowed to bring the stones up to the roof with you or not? Why? Because maybe it's a tircha. And on Shabbos, we don't like to do tirchas. Amalei godl kovet habriyah shedoiches loisas shebetayim. Look at my brachas, the whole sugi there. That kovet habriyah overrides the loisas shebetayim if you're over in a passive way. And therefore, surely when it comes to muktza, and we learned that by, we said that one of the examples they gave there was an old person sees an aveda, doesn't have to bend down to pick it up. If it's a zakein ve'ein olafich vaydei. So over here also, since we're talking about kovet habriyah, and the whole issue is the muktza which is only the rabbanon, and Rashi adds that even though it's the rabbanon, but it's we're samech on the possible exhaustion in the Torah. But Mokon Kovet HaBriyah is V'doicha Loi Sesa Shebetayla. As we said then, the Machlekes is shining whether it's every Rabbanon is Takan Isa Deraisa or just an Asmachta that we put on Loi Sesa. But bottom line is, because Kovet HaBriyah is, you're allowed to bring the stones with you. Eise Ve'Ravin L'Ramei Ma'Ramirin has a main question. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Rabbi Lezer says, Neitel Odom Kisev Mishalafonov. Let's say if you have a little piece of a twig on the ground, you're allowed to pick it up. If we don't say it's muktze, lachtze by shinov. Let's say he has pieces of meat stuck between his teeth and it's ugly to walk around. It's not kovet habriyah with pieces of meat stuck between your teeth. So you're allowed to pick up a piece of a twig, which is like me muktze, but kovet habriyah pushes it away. And the chacham said, no, you shouldn't use it. Lo yitil ela min ha'ovei shalab heima. You should only use it for something that was prepared before Shabbat, let's say for your animals, if you're there, you can take it. But stamp on the ground, you cannot take it. So L'cheira, what is he from here? That Kovet HaBriyah does not push away the laws of Muktzah. Otherwise, we don't let you just pick up a little, you know, like a toothpick or something from the ground, a little twig to clean your teeth. You're not allowed to. I even those Kovet HaBriyah. So you're going to Hachi Hashta. What are you comparing a meal to the bathroom? When it comes to meal, you know you're going to eat on Shabbos, and you should have prepared before your sticks. Hasam Adam Kaveh Makla Suda. You know exactly where you're gonna eat and you know where you're gonna eat. So you should have had something prepared. It's your fault you didn't have it prepared. You can't throw on us Kavra Brias. You should have been prepared beforehand. Abahach over here, the problem with the bathroom is if you, let's say, have a bathroom and some one way that you fixed up, but then you go there and somebody's sitting there. What are you supposed to do? And you're not allowed to hold yourself in, so you're going somewhere else. That's why we need to make special rules. You can't really prepare. Over there, a person can really fix his place in the bathroom. Sometimes you go to the place where you set aside and somebody's sitting there, so you have to go somewhere else. And Rashi says that the houses then were so small, nobody had bathrooms in the houses, and they used to put a lot of the things on top of the roof or other places because the houses were tiny, had no room for normal things. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a property that was just they just plowed and ready to be planted. My time, but why not? Why shouldn't you? You're gonna make you're gonna go into the bathroom on the ground or somewhere on the sand. Because you're gonna people trample on it, and therefore you're toughening up the plowing. I feel b'chol nami. Then I'm rusing here. He went ahead and he plowed the whole field. He's ready to plow at the plant, and I'm gonna go ahead and ruin it in that little section. No, so what's a chiluk Shabbos a weekday? If I'm a mazik any time. Is that b'chol nami? Even the chol as well. Elam shemas savim. The problem is the grass. Because it's still moist over there, there's grass growing on these pebbles, and if he takes one of the rocks sitting there on the ground and to use it to wipe himself, he is cutting off some grass. Because what happens, grass and weeds start growing, and it grows on the rock as well. And if he's going to use the rock, he's going to pull off some of the grass. And that's what we're worried about, only on Shabbos. Freddy Motiv, Amad Shlokish, Shlokish, that's right, a pebble, Sha'olaba, Savim, there's some grass, moss, whatever, growing on the rock. Mutil Kaner, but you're allowed to wipe yourself with it. Why? Because it's a Dover She'aim Miskavin, and it's not a psychedation necessarily it's going to fall off. And Bahat Toilish Menu Shabbat, if you deliberately go ahead and you pull the grass off, then you're Chayiv Chatas, you're Chayiv, because that's a Miskavin. But if otherwise, Dover She'aim, what's the problem? So why can't you wipe yourself in this day near on Shabbos? Elodilma, knock it me loyi. The problem, you're worried, you might take the pebble. Let's say there's a little mound on the ground. You'll take the pebble from there. And then when you finish with it, v'shadu tell you're going to put it down on the bottom in the dirt itself. Then you're chayiv for, depends if it's inside a house or if it's indoors or if it's outdoors. Because Rabba said, you had a hole in the ground, you filled it, it's in the house, you level the ground, that's like you're completing the building of the house. But in the field you are chayiv because you are plowing. So therefore, that's what we're worried about. That's why in Shabbat you shouldn't do it in a plowed field, because obviously we're interested in plowing it. Gufa, let's analyze what Shlokish said. Omri Shlokish. Throw a pebble, sha'olah by a sudden that grew grass growing, mutter le kanech, but you're allowed to wipe yourself. V'ha toilish v'mena v'shabit, but because why is it dover she'im iskavim? But if you pull the grass off, then chayiv chatas. Omer a papa, said a papa. Sh'mam nef mehi l'nav, nesh lokish. Hai par pisa. This potted plant that had a puncture on the bottom, so it was taking its nutrients from the ground, even though it was not dug into the ground. Shari little tula. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos because just like this rock, he's saying, you know, the grass there, you're allowed to move it, right? There's grass growing there, moss, whatever it is, you're allowed to move it. So, you're also allowed to move it. Now, Rashi here is a fascinating Rashi, Hai Par Pisa. Okay, if you ever look, let's learn the Rashi together inside. Hai Par Pisa, this is like parallel to the Gemara, and then you go down about 10 lines. Rashi says here, what's this Par Pisa? Otzis Nokuf, it's a potted plant that has a puncture. Shazorah, where they plant it inside the potted plant, and therefore it gets its nutrition from the ground, but it's not attached. Now look what Rashi says here. Tshuvas Agoinim, in the Tshuva the Goinim, Otzosei found the following interesting thing. Shazin Chayslis Mekapas Tmodim, they used to make these baskets made out of palm leaves. When Malin Oysen Offer, they would fill it with dirt, the Zevel and fertilizer, Behema. The Chav Beis Oitesvav Yoim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, either 22 days, no, Chavala, 3 weeks before, 50 days, or whatever, before Rosh Hashanah, Oisin Kol Echad VeEchad L'Shem Kol Kot Nektana Shem Bais. They would make a separate basket for each member of the family, and the Grashi says for each youngster in the family. They would take a basket, fill it up with sand, and let it grow. The zayin v'toichen that were planted pul hamitzi, this Egyptian bean, or kidneys or legumes. The koyin loy pur pisa, and that's what's called a pur pisa. So they would plant in the basket made out of kapas tamarim. They would plant one, and they would take a basket for each one of their young children, and they would plant it with seeds, with these Egyptian beans or with kidneys. And then v'tzameh, let it grow. Uve erev Rosh Hashanah, noitul kol echot shaloi, each one would take their own basket. And they would circle around the head shivas pa'amim, seven times. They would say zet tachaze v'zet chalafasi v'zet tumurasi. They would throw it in the river. What is this? So this is the precursor to kaparis. But first of all, they only made it for the ketanim, so only ketanim did kaparis. And why did ketanim need kaparis? It's only the adults who need kaparis who committed a sin. And how is this zechalafasi? How is a plant an exchange for whatever he was for the avedis? Interesting to see the source of this meaning. But anyway, you see Rashi here clearly the idea of kaparis, but it was erev Rosh Hashanah, not erev Yom Kippur. So very interesting. Okay, because in Shulchan Aruch the Beis Yosef doesn't mention kaparis; it's only the Ramah. Maskiv lo Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana has a question. Im omru letzayde. Rav Kahana has a question. If you just because you're allowed to do it when you need it, what are you telling me? You come to the conclusion that you're allowed to move this potted plant from the ground because our papa says you got to do it by bathroom. Over there, the reason why he allows it is because you have no choice. You're in the bathroom. You need something to wipe yourself with. Yaim rishalay letzayde, where it's not unnecessary. You're also allowed to move. Why? Omru baya said baya papi said this potted plant. Since we were talking about it, let me say something. This part of plant lying on the ground, and you put it on top of pegs. If you picked it up from the ground and you put it on pegs, you're chayiv because of toilish. As Rashi and Hashem explained, it's not chayiv mahatayda, because if chayiv mahatayda, then going to the bathroom, we do not allow yisurim in the tayda. It means it's only chayiv midrabban, because the fact is it's not buried in the ground, it's detached, it's only getting its nutrients from the ground, so it looks like it's attached, so it's only also midrabban. And the Rashi brings examples, he says chayiv, it's only midrabban. If it's lying on top of pegs, and then you brought it closer to the ground to get its nutrients from the ground, chayiv mishum rateya. You're chayiv because of planting, but all of this is only midrabban. You're not allowed to wipe yourself with a piece of clay shard on Shabbos. My time, why not? If you can tell me it's a sakana because you might break some of the inside of your anus and I feel b'chol nami. Then even the weekday also should be also with chiluk Shabbos. We're worried about kishev. We'll soon see what the kishev is by using a clay shard, you're giving yourself over to the hands of the klipa and kishev. Is that people chol nami? Now why choose Shabbos? Was a chiluk Shabbos a weekday? The elam mishum hasharas nimin. We are worried that this is strong, it's tough, and it's going to rip some of the hairs out, and because it's very sharp. Even if it happened, who cares? It's unintentional. You're right. Since a great man said something, since Rabbi Yechon said it, name about time, but we got to find a reason. So I'll tell you what the reason is. You're wrong. Of course, your question was, how can it be because of Kishev or Sakana, then the weekday should be also. You're right. Of course, it's also the weekday. Abel the Shabbos, but on Shabbos, hoyel since the Ika Tayyid is clear. I have two choices. I can take either a pebble or take a cheres. I would think a pebble is muktzah machmas gufi, which is the harsh, more the strictest kind of muktzah. This cheres is only muktzah machmas me or something else. So maybe, but it's a kli. And because it's a kli, it's a much lesser kind of muktzah. So maybe instead of using a pebble, I should use the cheres. Because even though we allow you to do things to cover the brias, we have to try to minimize the isur. Like we said before, by a sudi, you could have prepared before. Too bad. We're not going to let you wipe your teeth. So we should minimize the isur. So that guy should take the cheres. So that's why I tell you that even on Shabbos, I don't want you to do cheres because of kishev. Shapida would have thought on Shabbos is better to use that. Kamash malam, that no. It's still because of kishev. I don't want you to use it. Better use a pebble. Or because it's a sakana. Rabbi Maslam Mishum Hasharas Nimin. Rabbi learned the reason is because he said the reason that's a kana and not because of the problem of the weekday, why you highlight Shabbos. So he says, we're worried about you're going to pull hair out. Now we'll ask the same question we asked before, but it's a Dovah Shem is Kavan, and so what? And Rabbi Yechon paskins the Dovah Shem is Kavan Mutter. Kashle, Rabbi Yechon, me Amr Rabbi Yechon, Asikanei Bechere Shabbos. Then he said, you're not allowed to because of Dovah Shem is Kavan, Amr Dovah Shem is Kavan. Also, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon clearly ruled Halach is Stam Mishnah. The Halach is always like a Stam Mishnah. V'tanan, and we learned in a Stam Mishnah that a Nazir, remember, Dovah Shem is Kavan is not a law limited to Shabbos. It's called Terekula. And it says that a Nazir, who's not allowed to take a haircut, Choyfiv and Mephasfez, he can go ahead and he can separate his hair. But, I will always say, not using a comb, because then definitely it's inevitable you're going to pull hair out. But if not a comb, if your hand, even though you might pull some hair out, it's Dovah Shem is Kavan. So clearly the halach is Dovah Shem is Kavan Mutin. We have to go back to the answer of Yechiv. We have to ignore Rava and go back to Amnosan Bareshia's answer. Says, you want a Mike Shafi? What do you tell me a Maisa that if you use Cheres to wipe yourself, this Kishav, you're inviting Kishav? What Kishav? The Gemara tells an interesting story. Once Rav Chizda, Rabba, Rav Huna, they were good friends. They were traveling on a boat. So this woman there said to them, this matriarch, and turned out to be that she was a witch. Do you mind if I sit next to you? Didn't you want to let her sit? So she said, you know what? She said, she said some kind of a chant that of Kishif, and she had the ship stop. She had the ship stop and didn't want to move. Amru inu milsa, and they said something, Sharyu, and they said something. And it started to move again. Now, what exactly did they say? Rashi just says, they said, Hashem Tara. Rashi doesn't say what he actually said, he just says, Hashem Tara. So it says in the Sfarim that the Baal Shem Tov was asked, what the Pshat is. And he said that the Milsa was, when the Chachamim used to do this kind of kishav or things to counteract kishav, all they used was the Torah. He said the word is not supposed to be milsa, but milas, and milas is Rosh HaTevis machashef olay sechaya. And then they looked and they found the Ksav Yad, where it actually says milas, not milsa. And then they realized Baal Shem Tov was 100% right. And I'm just looking right now at Agon Tzionim. This story is written in the Toldos, whatever. I just look right now, I'm going to see him, and it says that he found Taka Girsu, it says Milas, and doesn't attribute it all to the Baal Shem Tov or anybody else. Maybe, unless the Sefer Menachem Eish Nefesh does. Oh, it does say, Menachem Eish Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. So that's the Milas, that's what they said. Omrele, you know, the point of the story is what she now said. Omrele, she said to them, My Yavlechu, what can I do to you? I have no control over you guys. You know why? First of all, the light in the canal of the chaspa. You do not wipe yourselves with earthenware, which means I have no control over you. So we not necessarily understand why, but somehow or another, if you use earthenware, there's some come vulnerable for these witches. But like katilu kina, and also you do not kill any kind of flies or anything. Amanaicho on top of your clothes, or lice. You don't kill lice on top of your clothes. Again, that is something that makes you vulnerable to us. And the last thing is, you do not take vegetables, when the gardener would sell the vegetables, he would sell it, let's say, the leeks in a bundle, or onions, you would not, you would first take it apart. It's not like some people, they would leave it knotted in, and you take out one of the scallions or one of the things from the thing and take it for yourself. No, they would take apart the whole knot, take everything out, and then they would take something. Therefore, you're not vulnerable, and I have no control over you whatsoever. Okay, we'll stop over here.